Self-care. This is Sarah. How may I help you?
Good morning, Miss Sarah. Listen, on this timesheet thing, it said.
Who is this?
Y'all, listen. This is Mrs. Williams.
Okay,
and I'm
Mrs.
asking.
Williams.
I need to ask this question. Listen,
okay.
On this timesheet, it says Medicare number. I think that y'all are being very unprofessional because all that information will bring up my medical. I mean, the caregiver.
No, they can't access any information using your Medicaid number.
Okay, now let me ask you this.
Yes.
My Medicaid number would be on my food. That's that 19. That's on my. That's it, right?
Yeah,
because,
but that's not the same number that is used for your Medicaid.
Oh Lord!
It is the number on your card. I have it. Let me. It is the number
right,
on
you
your
have
card.
It. Let me key it in.
Yeah.
So on every one of his. Oh Lord.
It's okay.
I gotta
it's
find
okay.
that number every time he
no,
does
no, no.
that time.
No. I'm gonna take care of you. Don't worry. Let me.
Yeah, cause you told me. Lord have mercy, y'all running me kind of crazy here. You know I've been messing with them folks over there at that CVS.
I know. I know.
And then the grandbaby came over here, moved papers around, and I'm having a time. Listen.
But that's nice to have your grandbabies there.
It is not. I'm too important to be messing with this stuff. Now, give me the number so I can write it down.
Okay. 201.
201.
Yeah, 539.
Wait a minute. You're going too fast. I done told you I'm deaf in one ear.
Sorry.
Oh, go ahead. Can you give me the numbers again, please?
Yes. 201-539-787. Yes. But where's Antoine? He's supposed to be filling this out.
Here, look, Antoine. The lady want to know where's Antoine.
Let me talk to him.
Yes, I'm right here.
Antoine, why aren't you calling me? Come on. All right.
So I was asking her for the number, and then she couldn't find it, so she wanted to call directly.
I'm just kidding. So I gave her the Medicaid number to put on it.
Okay.
And if you ever don't have that number accessible to you, just call me or put in the thing like NA, so and we'll fill it in. That's not the biggest end of the world. Just make sure that you both sign it and you submit it. Okay. Do you need the dates and stuff, or do you have all the information you need to submit it?
Yes, I have the dates.
Okay.
My question was, now I have to do a timesheet for each shift, correct? That's what I'm looking at on the
timesheet. So 8 to 4 and eight
okay.
to four. And then you clocked in this morning, I see.
Yes, my phone, I had to pay my yeah, I had to pay my bill.
Okay,
are
so
you
were here at 8, though.
Yes.
Okay, so let me adjust. I'm going to adjust that, but please include today on the timesheet then, just be safe that they don't complain about, that it didn't, that you didn't clock in at 8 o'clock. So, All right. And do you have any other questions?
No, that's
give me that phone. She's up there talking to you on my phone. Wait a minute here.
Miss Williams, it's okay. He's I told him if he doesn't have your Medicaid ID when he needs to send in the timesheet, it's not the end of the world. Just put NA and we will add it to it. It's not that big a deal. The most important thing is that the shifts are there. He has to select 3 items from the care plan of services he's provided to you during that day, and you both have to sign it. That's the most important thing, okay?
Okay, well, when I got to put my government name on there, I want to know what's going on.
I understand. I understand.
Okay.
Okay. But it's coming over to us. We have all your information anyway, and we'll fill in anything that's needed. Just make sure that they're signed and that the information is accurate for the shifts.
And this is all electronic.
Yeah, it'll come right over to us, and your coordinator, I believe it's Valeria, will get it into the database so that he.
Well, who's Aaron?
Who's who? Aaron is our he does our community outreach. So he's the one who will be coming over to introduce himself to you and have you sign the contracts and go over like the emergency numbers and things like that, okay?
Okay.
But let me give you I'm going to give you your coordinators, case coordinators information, not the it's not your service coordinator, it's case coordinator. Her name is Valeria.
I don't need to know all that. I got to take my medicine. I called you about the
That's fine. No worries. Just call me if you need anything.
Because I don't want you to think, or I don't want him to think. I know I'm with Keystone First. Y'all can't fool me. Listen, I done already spoke to them. I never asked them for the number, which
okay.
I do have. But I got to look for that. But I got to take my medicine by a certain time.
Go take care of yourself, and we will talk soon. If you have any other questions, feel free to call me.
Do you have any questions about that timesheet that lady done set up told me I have to sign?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. Thank you. Have a fantastic day. Enjoy your
Same
weekend.
To you.
If I have any problems, I know how to shoot you a text or
Beautiful.
I know how to leave a message. Okay?
Perfect.
Thank
you, Ms.
Right.
Williams.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.